This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Is my mic dead? We're good now? All right. My mic was off when I'm on the air, but it's on when I'm off the air.
That's right, yes.
So that's great. Good thing I didn't cuss or, you know, anything like that.
That
hot mic, mics are
yeah.
on.
Oh, hot mic. Hot mic.
There goes my blood pressure through the roof. Jay Binkley will join us now. Mr. Binkley, how are you, sir?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Well, it's a great day. Mock Draft 1.0 is out from Jay Binkley and Chris Unocero with the 31st pick, which sucks. Who do you have the Chiefs taking this year, Jay?
Well, Bob, which direction do you think I'm going?
I think you're going offensive tackle in Mock 1.0.
You know what? That's good in theory, but I'm not enamored with the tackles. I think when you're drafting 31, your possibility of getting a starter at left tackle the first year is pretty slim. So I'm going defense, actually, because there's several positions I think I need. I know that I want this team to build up offense. But in the first round, if they stayed at 31, I don't think that's it. I went Saban Rebel from the
Darren's
cornerback.
Kid? Yeah, is that Darren's son?
Never heard of him.
No, it's not. Big corner. He's over, I think he came in like 6'1 at the Shrine Bowl. He didn't play, but he participated in the interviews because he had an ACL last year. But one of the most physical corners out there, he's over 6 foot. He was listed at 6'3, but plays against the run. He could, you put him on the edge, could do a lot of things. A lot of things the toughness Snead had, this kid's got. And to be honest with you, it was one of those situations where you go defensive line because they definitely need defensive line. And I felt they need to get corner, but picking at 31, the elite receivers are already gone off the board at that point because we did all 32 teams. And when you look at it, it's like, man, that's a real reach if you went wide receiver round one. Round two, you can. And I do think they should focus on the offense in this draft. But as far as a quality player at 31, I had them going current. Well, Chris and I did. Chris had the pick this year, but it's a good pick, but Saban Rebel.
So Stephon Urkel with the 31st overall pick. Stephon Urkel.
Right. It looks like it's Siobhan, but it's actually pronounced Saban.
Okay. All right. So defensive back. I'm glad you're not going tackle, Jay, because in my dream world where I reside by myself, obviously, I want a Willie Rofe style trade for the Chiefs this offseason to fix that left tackle spot. Is that something that could potentially be in the cards out there? And who do you think that could be?
It's got to be. And I know that people weren't enamored with Orlando Brown, but the Chiefs didn't have any choices. I mean, they were drafting at the end of the draft that year, all the quote tackles people wanted them to get were going to be moved to guard eventually in the NFL or right tackle. But yeah, you got to swing something. Even if you go free agency and you go like a Cam Robinson or Ronnie Stanley, something like that. But yeah, they tried for Trent Williams a few years ago and didn't work out. I think that those negotiations went to like 2 a.m. They finally settled on Orlando Brown, which is really weird because it was a rival in the Baltimore Ravens, who sent pick 58 as well, that turned into Nick Bolton. So it ended up being nice for the Chiefs. And hey, they got a left tackle out of that deal. But in my opinion, left tackle's got to be something that they can't say, all right, we'll just groom them. No, you can't do that to Mahomes. You can't do that. You have one chance in their lifetime to have a quarterback with the ilk of Patrick Mahomes. You can't just sit there and say, well, we'll put a guy in there to be left tackle and we'll groom him. No, you can't do that. It's go time for this team. That left tackle needs to be somebody that's competent.
Bigley, I don't know if I've like become more like you, but I look at where they pick in the draft and I look at what their needs are. And I've been doing this for years, trying to get what's right with Brett Veach's brain. Seems like that third round pick, first, or you said it was a second overall pick in the third round because of the way the record ended?
Second, because the top teams rotate. Because they all tied with the same record, but
yeah,
it's pick 66, which
sure.
I mean, it's the top of the draft. Yeah. In the third round.
12 to 15 running backs are going to go in this draft, which is going to be insane. That's mm-hmm. where they're going to go draft a running back, correct?
I agree. I think they're going to go early. They were able to get away with one in the seventh round, like Isaiah Pacheco, mm-hmm. because the quality running backs weren't good. But this is a year that you can get a quality running back. And I'm not buying the whole theory that running backs are back and the NFL's got to do that. I mean, that's great and worked out with a Barkley or Derrick Henry and things like that. But, I mean, I don't think, quote, the running back is back. But I will say this is the strongest running back draft class we've seen in a long, long time.
When you look at this team moving forward, Mahomes has a new haircut. Kelsey's coming back, I guess, now we think. Outside of tackle and maybe corner, I mean, defensive tackle, they have one active defensive tackle on their roster. Is more important defensive tackle or wide receiver for this team?
Wow. Well, I mean, obviously they need help on the defensive line, but I'm not sold on the fact they don't need good wide receiver help as well. And if that's, you know, going out and swinging a small deal for a Cooper Kupp, something like that with the Rams, something. But again, everybody's like, well, Xavier Worthy's coming back and Rashee Rice could be back. Well, that's great in theory, but Rashee Rice is going to miss some games next year. Last year, they went in thinking they were going to have one of their best wide receiving groups forever. Well, Hollywood Brown, first play, is hurt in preseason, and he's essentially gone for the year, except for the very end of it. Rashee Rice here, top two receivers were gone all year. They can't have that happen this year. I mean, if that happened to their wide receivers this year, you can't have that happen. So, yes, you got to bulk up wide receivers to have more weapons. But, again, I'm to the point here. You have Mahomes. You have him one time in your lifetime. You'll never have a quarterback this successful in the history of this franchise going forward. Just won't happen.
Until they draft
New England's
his son.
Never going to have a better quarterback than Brady. So, yeah, you bulk up at wide receivers, but they need to work on their skill positions. And last year, I thought they had, you know, good plans for this team and this offense. They were going downfield. Heck, all the video clips we saw from St. Joe were all the Chiefs, you know, throwing bombs to Xavier Worthy or Hollywood Brown. That's all we saw. And we thought, okay, this is going to be a wide-open offense. And it was anything but. So, yes, bulk up the wide receiver position.
All right, Jay, before we go, what is your Thursday night going to be like with the United States taking on Canada for all the marbles?
You know, oh, it's Canadian hockey, national man. It's hockey. You know, the NBA could take a lesson from the NHL. This is in lieu of them doing the All-Star game. Every big star is playing hockey. It is so intense. You've got three fights within the first bit of the game, USA versus Canada. The Tkachuk brothers went crazy. Both of them got in a fight. Both of them had two goals in the first game. But yeah, USA versus Canada is going to be so intense. But I'm glad the NHL decided to use its pros going forward. They're doing the Olympics in 26 and 30, and then the World Cup in 28. It makes sense But this has got everybody's attention. Like, the NHL did things right. I do feel there's other leagues that could look at what the NHL did. They got intensity. I mean, this is essentially their all-star game, even though it's the Four Nations face-off. But they're doing it right. And they, you know, everybody wants competition from their guys. Well, they're getting true competition with this. People want to play for their country, and I think it's freaking awesome.
It's fantastic. But the difference is hockey players are into that kind of stuff. NBA players aren't raised playing the game, fighting for their country like hockey players are.
Oh, yeah. It's intense. I mean, if nobody's watching, I strongly suggest checking it out, because Thursday night is going to be one of the most passionate sports events you've ever seen. I mean, USA versus Canada is becoming freaking unstoppable to watch.
Well, Big, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Stay warm, stay safe, and continue that mock draft coverage, man. We're all on it on the
care. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's your concerns?
All right, fellas, take care.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.